65. If line 65 is larger than line 34, deduct from line
22.
What are
you 22.
Doing? Huh? I'm doing Willie's taxes and eating his dinner.
Oh, leave that alone. What do you know about taxes?
I'm an expert on travel, entertainment, and depreciation.
You mean destruction?
No, destruction goes under entertainment.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Willie, how did your meeting go?
And more importantly, what are your projected capital gains for the fourth quarter, if any?
Strangely enough, Alf, I will be enjoying a modest increase in income because I've just been promoted to district supervisor.
Oh, that's great!
Congratulations.
You got it.
See, you're going to be supervisor for all of Los Angeles?
Well, not exactly all of Los Angeles.
Fullerton?
No.
Anaheim?
No.
Well, are you going to tell us where it is, or should we get a map and throw darts?
Actually, I'm supervisor for all of San Diego.
So you mean we're going to have to move?
Well, it kind of looks like it.
You are going to take me when you move, right?
Well, we might if you stop eating Willie's dinner.
Cool. Immediate gratification versus long-term security. I'm thinking.
Morning, Bri.
Yeah.
I know it's early, but I'm sure your dad will appreciate you seeing him off.
Yeah.
You know, when you were a baby, you used to wake us up at 6 a.m.
Boy, you really carry a grudge.
Morning.
Hi, honey. I thought you were going to do the 30-minute workout.
I was, but I turned off the TV when I heard that perky little voice yell, "Come on, gang, let's jazzercise."
San Diego, here I come. Mel Max, where I started from.
Would you like some breakfast?
What do you think? I'll be having the bacon and eggs and sausage and ham and liver and onions and chicken pot pie.
We're having oatmeal.
Even better. My cholesterol must be in the millions.
Morning, Dad.
Hi, honey.
Hey, you guys didn't have to all get up for me this morning.
That's not what Mom said.
Hey, boss man, ready for your first day as head honcho? The big cheese, Mr. Dithers?
Big cheese will be fine.
Speaking of cheese, Kate, throw a slab on my oatmeal.
Honey, would you like some breakfast?
No, I'll just have this cinnamon roll.
Sorry, we're out.
We got a present for you, Dad.
For me? Oh, how thoughtful. You guys. Oh, look at this. Classic books on tape. Crime and Punishment, Madame Bovary, Twisted Sister.
Well, if you don't like that one, I'll take it.
Hey, Tannis!
Alf, it's Trevor.
When does this man sleep?
Trevor! Hi.
Hi, Kate.
What are you doing up so early?
I never miss 30-minute workout.
You work out?
I watch. I like that one instructor on the left, Muffy. The low impact one. Hey, who's the extra oatmeal for?
You.
Yeah, Trevor, we were hoping you'd come over.
Great. I should drop by more often.
Why? Did you drop by?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to wish you good luck on a new job and to see why you haven't left yet. That drive down to San Diego's a killer. Why is there cheese in this?
We like it that way.
Then let's trade.
I don't believe you are eating crackers in bed.
I know. It's such a cliche. Could you be a deer and hoover the crumbs out of my fur?
I want every single crumb out of this bed, including you.
Kate, I know you're upset about Willie, but he'll be home soon, and I won't leave this bed till he is.
Hi.
Rats.
Just what I wanted to see in my bed.
Thanks. Cracker?
Honey, it's 11 o'clock at night. What happened?
I'm sorry, Kate. I got in a big tie-up on the...
Freeway.
Freeway. I suppose you've discussed the crackers in bed.
Yes, well, we were just beginning a dialogue on that when you came in.
Yes. Your arrival was most fortuitous.
Not that it matters. I'm so tired, now I could sleep on broken glass.
Well, then you might want to sleep in front of the china cabinet. I thought it would be a good time to mention it.
We'll begin a dialogue on that later.
Oh, honey, you look exhausted. Maybe you should get a place down there during the week.
I can't do that, Kate. It'd cost too much.
Well, get a couple of roommates, a blonde and a brunette. But remember, when Mr. Roper comes over, pretend you're gay.
We're just gonna have to move to San Diego sooner than we planned, that's all.
All right, I'll go pack. Again.
So I guess we should sell the house right away.
Maybe with the extra money I'm making, we can afford a bigger one.
Excuse me, but did anyone find my cheese spread?
Ooh.
Keep it.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Spencer, I don't know what happened to your check. Yes, I know you have five children. I can hear them from here. Yet I know the check is late. Yes, I know how to read a calendar. It's the 10th. It's the 11th. I'll see that you get that check, Mrs. Spencer.
Morning, sir.
Do you recall Mrs. Gladys Spencer?
Spencer? Spencer.
You were supposed to have sent her a check for $482.
I think I sent it. I remember sending something to somebody.
Would you mind checking to see if you have any record of that check?
Sir, I'll get right on it.
When?
Well, I was thinking after lunch.
How about now?
I'm not hungry yet.
Get!
Whatever happened to please?
Mr. Tanner, did you sign those requisition forms?
Oh.
They have to go out by one.
I'll get right on. I'll do that now.
And payroll is still waiting for last week's timesheets.
I'll do that now.
And, sir, I still don't have a parking space.
Oh, sorry, Denise. I'll do that now.
Okay. And your son is on line two.
Sure. No problem, Denise. I've got 12 hands. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Daddy.
Alf, I'm very busy.
What are you doing?
I'm assigning parking spaces.
I thought you were a social worker.
I'm very busy, Alf. I can't talk now.
Put me on hold. I'll listen to the music.
Goodbye, Alf.
Later, babe.
I found the Spencer check. It was in the Wilcox file.
Wilcox. Wilcox. Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
Do you have any explanation for this?
Oops.
I'd like you to take this check to Mrs. Spencer.
Sure. Oh, sir? Can I take your car? I don't want to take my new car into that part of town.
No, take your car. Take it home and don't come back. Denise, I found you a parking space. Excuse me.
Useful aluminum utensils of Tandini, right from the heart of the Orient. This complete set of Jin C knives. Plus, if you act now, you'll receive this handy potato peeler, this automatic knife sharpener, and this genuine bronzoid weather vane. Call now.
Oh, I will! I will!
What are you doing?
I'm buying you a genuine bronzoid weather vane.
No, you're not.
Kindly remember this when you don't get a birthday present.
Please, Alf, not tonight. I'm too tired.
Rough day at the office, dear?
You know, I spent 6 hours on that
freeway.
Nobody in my office likes where they have to park. And on top of that, I had to fire a guy today.
Whoa! Swing that axe!
I never fired anybody in my entire life, and I swear I never want to do it again.
Well, that's what George Steinbrenner always says. Sounds to me like you're not too crazy about this new job.
I'm having a little trouble getting the hang of it, that's all.
Well, like my old screen ball coach used to say, find out what you don't do well, then don't do it.
It's not that simple, Alf. There are other people and things that depend on me. And I've got to consider what's best for them.
Well, this move is a big mistake. I've got to do something. Nah, that's too stupid. I'll do it anyway.
So, how long have you lived here?
All our lives. We don't want to move.
Well, if we buy this house, you can come and visit it.
Call first.
What can you tell us about the neighborhood?
Well, the Akmonics take a little getting used to.
Akmonics? You can spray for those, can't you?
Oh, no, no, those are our neighbors.
You probably wouldn't like them.
Lynn?
Although they're super people.
Perhaps you'd like to take a look at our ample closet space. I can fix that. I'm not sure I can fix that.
Well, that's okay. Howard will fix it. He's handy with tools.
Yeah, lucky for me.
Oh, honey, look at the fireplace.
What was that?
Oh, just bricks.
Why don't we show you the kitchen?
Yes, yes, that's where the dishes are.
It's gotta be. Oh, what an interesting little kitchen. This will be great once we change everything. Fortunately, Howard is handy with tools.
Yes, you mentioned that. That usually doesn't happen.
Imagine our relief.
You know, these are just little things that are easily fixed. I mean, it's not like it's anything major.
Like the plumbing?
Let me show you the rest of the house.
Are you folks hiding any other little defects?
Just one. And I'm going to take care of it.
The bedrooms are back here.
Well, that's probably just a fuse.
Who built this place? The Poltergeist Construction Company?
Yeah, was anyone ever murdered here?
Not so far.
The master bedroom.
Well, at first glance, it seems harmless enough.
We have wall-to-wall carpeting, and this room is back from the street, so it's very quiet. And this, of course, is where we sleep. Although, probably not tonight.
I think we've seen enough.
Let's go, Howard.
Let me show you to the door.
Oh, Alf.
Could you get those two back in here? They didn't even check the bathroom. I loosened every third tile.
This is not the worst thing you've ever done. This is the 15th worst thing you've ever done.
What was number 9?
What possible reason could you have had for this?
Nobody wants to move, including you.
How do you know that?
Because you're a social worker.
What's that got to do with anything?
Follow me, Willie. I'm trying to be linear. Now, one could define social worker as a person who performs work for the social good. Couldn't one?
Yes.
Well, then how come all you're doing is playing musical parking spaces and firing guys?
You know, I also have to find a shortstop for the office softball team.
Just tell me this. Why are we moving out of a house we do like so you can keep a job you don't like?
I don't know.
I win.
Alf. No, hold on, Kate. Before we give Alf the 15th worst scolding he's ever had, I think there's something you ought to know. Brian, Lynn, Kate, how would you all feel if I asked for my old job back and we just stayed in this house?
Yay!
You mean it, Dad?
Of course, I'm not going to have that raise, you know.
Forget it, we'll move. Sorry. A momentary attack of shallowness. I'm over it.
Well, honey, you worked so hard for this promotion. What made you change your mind?
Actually, it was Alf convinced me we'd all be happier if we stayed right here. Although, instead of destroying the house, why didn't we just talk about it?
That was Plan B.
Door.
It's gonna take me at least a couple of weekends to make these repairs, you know.
You could have Howard help you. He's handy with tools.
Hmm.
Hi. I'm here to see the house.
Oh, I'm sorry. We just took it off the market.
What? Are you jerking me around? Look, lady, I came all the way from Costa Mesa to see this house. And I really think I should see the house.
Well, you can see it, but you're not going to buy it.
And why not? I am out of here.
Hey, great. Now we've got a furnished basement. Whoa. I am out of here.